The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Dinner and a movie always sounds good. What if I told you could go have dinner and a restaurant's going to give you free movie tickets?
Oh.
Food news is big on this Friday. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. It's officially the weekend. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
I've been waiting for Friday since Sunday. We're finally here. All right. We're going to talk about the missing submarine, the Titan, which went missing last Sunday. You know, unfortunately, OceanGate says that all passengers have been lost at sea. There is an update. Debris found on the ocean floor is from the external body of the Titan submarine. Mm. It is suspected that they lost pressure. Therefore, the submarine imploded and then exploded. And that's why there's pieces at the bottom. I saw some of the videos of this submarine, and they would maneuver it with a PlayStation game controller.
Yeah, it looked pretty janky.
I'm not getting in that. And I don't understand.
Well, some people did have feedback saying that, I guess, for what they were doing, they were able just to only go forward and back and then up and, like, down. So, that I guess a controller, there's some people, professional people giving feedback saying that that was sufficient enough for the trip.
Evidently not.
No.
They put this thing together. They charge people a whole lot of money.
I saw a guy that they actually interviewed that he was supposed to be on the Titan for this actual exploration. And he pulled out because once he saw the waiver and all the warnings of death and that there was nothing they could do for him, he actually gave up the $250,000 and didn't go down.
But you know what he got? He got his life. And so, you know, I just hope that their families find peace very soon. All right, DJ Automatic, now give us food news.
Applebee's is kicking off summer with some free movie tickets.
Yeah! Hey,
now. So if you go to Applebee's right now and you spend $35, they're going to give you a free ticket to go see Indiana Jones,
oh,
the
I
new
love
one.
That.
And if you spend $70, they'll give you two tickets. This promotion is going on until July 19th.
That's kind of cool because save me a little money. You're already going to Applebee's anyway.
$70 at Applebee's? You're doing some damage, son.
I was going to say, that's like nine people eating. Yeah.
Oh. I know, it is one of the
That's not a 2 for $20, that's for sure.
They have good cocktails.
Man.
I'm not even a drinker, but when we go there, I like to get a drink because they taste good.
Oh. I like Applebee's food.
Oh, it's so good.
I feel like I got a lot better over time.
Applebee's is close to my heart because when I got deflowered, I took a girl on a date to get a blondie. And then after that, we went back and, you know.
Anthony, you're kidding, right?
Yeah. As a guy, can I get deflowered? Is that how that works?
Yeah,
or not?
I think so, right? A girl did it to me, too.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, she insisted.
You got Applebee's?
DJ Automatic. I feel like Anthony's way more excited about Applebee's than the deflowering experience.
You know?
You went to Applebee's too? What'd y'all get?
That blondie brownie, though, it was banging.
$6.99 boneless wings.
More banging than the banging. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to start National Hydration Day.
Yeah, drink your water.
Hydrate before you deflower. Yeah,
dog. It's also National Pink Day.
Yeah. I'm not going to comment.
Did you say pink tacos, Dana?
I said nothing about that.
No, hombre, dog. It's also National Let It Go Day.
Let it go. It's only hurting yourself. Nobody else.
And National Take Your Dog to Work Days we'll wrap it up on.
Is that a good idea?
No, Automatic, I'm going to complain, and there's going to be people so mad at me right now. I love dogs. We have dogs. We own dogs. We are great dog people. Stop bringing your dogs to the grocery store. Stop bringing your dogs to work. What are you doing? They smell. They bug. They have bad breath. They are animals.
I'm going to say this. Dana said everything bad about dogs. We love dogs on this side of the room, okay?
I love dogs. I did not.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, today's Down in the DM breakdown is juicy.
Spicy.
We are talking about Melissa and Julio. So Melissa hit me up because her man Julio met with a woman at a restaurant.
Oh.
Well, so she thinks. This lady hit her up and said, your husband hit me up and we met and blah, 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 blah. So here's how that part of the Down in the DM went.
She said my husband hit her up on Instagram and DM and that he took her out for a drink.
Did she say that they did anything, you know, after the drinks?
I guess they kissed in the parking lot, but nothing more than that, according to her.
And so we're trying to figure out how we're going to find out if something went down. Automatic is pretending to be the manager of this restaurant and saying, hey, we're going to give you some free stuff if you can just answer a few questions about your experience here. So did it go down in the DM with Julio? Let's find out.
I mean, she's a female, and I'd say 23 or 24.
Okay, I got that.
Don't you have a wife? Why not with other women?
Oh my gosh.
No, what?
Julio, my name is Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show. Your wife, Melissa, she just caught you cheating.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who you are. I wasn't nowhere. That was my cousin.
Which cousin? Which girl cousin are you out having beers with after having a fight with me?
It was my cousin, Andrea. She lives right by
there. You stupid idiot liar. You were out with Andrea.
What a freaking lie. He put his family in that because he's going to call his prima, his cousin, and say, lie and say I was with you. I said I was with you. And if I was Andrea, I would tell.
Oh, of course you would, though.
Of course I would.
But Andrea's a good cousin. She ain't going to say anything.
No, she's not. She isn't a good cousin. She's not a liar.
Okay. Then let's rephrase that. She's a down cousin. She's down, fool. That's down, dude.
She's right? down with her girl.
No, dude, she is.
Why would you
That's
lie
her cousin. They probably grew
cheating.
Up like brothers and sisters because it's none of her business.
There it is.
She's just going to say whatever her cousin says to say.
Automatic, it's your business when you put me in the business.
No.
I'm not covering up for you.
Have you guys never seen the great classic cinema piece, Fast and Furious? When Vin Diesel says, this is family.
It's family.
That's what this is. It's family. All right? Lying for family.
I'm taking a phone call. Are you lying for your familia or not?
No, I would not lie.
Me neither. Otto's mad. He's mad
it's
at
not,
me.
I'm not, I'm not I mad. Lie for I don't want people to be liars. But at the same time, it's your cousin. It's your blood. If somebody asks you to do something for him, well, you don't know the situation. I mean, if you're...
I know the situation. The situation is that fool is lying.
I'm definitely not going to be a lawyer anytime soon.
No, I wouldn't lie.
See, our listeners are good people. You on the other
I am
hand,
a good person, too. Do you know why? Because I wouldn't even be in this situation.
Damn straight you wouldn't. Okay, line four, are you lying for your family?
Bro, I would never do that because I don't care how much I love you, whether we're blood, nothing.
Yeah, you're not making a liar out of me.
Facts. I'm not going to lie for nobody. It's harder to keep up with a lie than it is to just tell the truth.
That's right. And you know, my nanny used to say, if you don't lie, you'll never forget. The more you lie, the bigger the story gets. I don't know what happened because you forget. You got to keep lying. And Otto's like, Matt, you snitch. I'm a snitch. Yes, I am.
You
I
are
am
a snitch.
Not.
I know. Do you know what? The best policy is just to mind your own damn business.
But if somebody gets you in their business,
tell your cousin, mind your own damn business. Don't get me involved in yours.
But it's too late. If they say, I told him I was with you, well, then I'm going to tell him you weren't.
That's shady.
Do you think you're actually participating in the cheating? You're a part of this. You are now in a menage a trois if you're helping someone
lie. Well,
that
was not the word.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This is a tricky scenario. A homie wrote in and said that his longtime friend is cheating on his longtime girlfriend, who he is now friends with.
Oh, no.
He's confused if he should do anything. We're going to tackle that scenario right now. That's what we do, dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And this situation right here, DJ Automatic, is a tricky spot to be in.
And it comes from our Down in the DM breakdown today, where the guy immediately went to, I was with my cousin.
When his girlfriend found out that he was actually taking another woman to dinner.
We don't know that for sure.
But
he could have been with his cousin.
He used a cousin for a lie.
Yeah.
Which if I'm your cousin
assuming was a lie.
Which if I'm your cousin or I'm your best friend, you could do that to me.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm here for. You can lie on my name. Go ahead, homie. I don't care, dog.
Anytime,
bro.
Even if you're friends with the girl?
Because if I'm more friends with you, I love, like, when my life gets a little spice to it. And, like, it doesn't really directly...
You are toxic as...
I'm not toxic. It doesn't really impact me that much.
Huh?
Right? I'm not, like, in
it. Yeah, but how about everybody else that's in the situation?
I love being, like, you know, not a main character, but a side character in this situation.
As someone who's been a main character in this exact situation where she had her cousin lie for her.
Oh!
It isn't cool.
So you were dating a woman and her cousin lied to you?
Bruh.
All the time. She's like, she had like a group of cousins that were like,
damn.
I just feel like they would sit around and be like, what are we going to lie to them about this week?
Oh my God. I dated one girl who was friends with a lot of guys.
Damn.
And I automatically, I was like, none of these fools are going to tell me the truth.
No.
At all, bro. At all. But DJ,
they were probably hanging out with her too.
But what about the scenario that we have on our hands right now, DJ Automatic, where the homie's best friend is cheating on his longtime girlfriend who he's now friends with? Do you check your boy in this scenario or do you just let it fly?
I'm checking him personally, face to face.
Oh, there we go.
I'm going to say, don't you dare put me inside your little twisted little love life here, okay?
Keep
I don't want to be involved in it. But I will say this, but I'm also not going to say anything to anybody else.
Oh, you're not gonna approach your
girlfriend? Of course not. I'm not writing him out. Yeah. But I'm gonna tell him to make sure that he keeps me out the situation.
Man to man, you can't do that. You can't go to your homie's girl and because automatically he's gonna want to fight you. And do you have time to fight?
I don't even feel like it's in my biological makeup to go do something like that. Dude, that is what you call some bitch.
And we're gonna wrap up the week right there. That's about it. That was a good point. Nothing else to this story.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.